Senator Thune, committee should move as soon as possible to confirm Trump's FCC nominee. By Alim Bokhari on September 19, 2020. A spokesman for Senator John Thune, RSD, said the senator supports moving forward as soon as possible on confirming Nathan Symington. President Trump's pick to replace Michael O'Reilly on the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, a crucial appointment that could tip the balance in the battle against big tech censorship. The FCC has 5 members, 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans, and the chairmanship, currently held by Ajit Pai. The regulatory body is a crucial force on matters related to internet policy. It will play a critical role in implementing President Trump's push to narrow the legal protections enjoyed by social media companies that currently allow them to censor their users for virtually any reason. The FCC is currently short of 1 commissioner, after Obama-appointed Republican Michael O'Reilly failed to secure the president's support for renomination. O'Reilly had expressed skepticism about Trump's challenge to big tech's legal privileges, conflating their legal protections under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, that applies exclusively to tech platforms, with the First Amendment, that applies to everyone. To replace O'Reilly, President Trump has nominated Nathan Symington, a senior advisor at the Commerce Department's National Telecommunications and Information Administration, NTIA. Symington is said to be on board with the president's agenda on social media censorship. Senator Thune, who sits on the Senate Commerce Committee, will be one of the senators who votes on Symington's confirmation. The senator's spokesman confirmed that Thune will support Symington's nomination. If Chairman Wicker schedules a hearing and Leader McConnell, who controls the floor schedule, puts him on the floor before the election, he would support the nomination. And he's in no way slow-walking it, said Thune's spokesman. It falls to Senator Roger Wicker, RMS, who chairs the Commerce Committee, to notice a hearing. This could have been done last week after President Trump announced Symington's nomination, but it has not happened yet. Thune's spokesman said the committee needs paperwork from the White House before proceeding, although the Senate has no formal requirement that such paperwork be received before notice of a confirmation hearing is posted. Such notices can be posted without even naming the potential nominee. The growing likelihood of a Supreme Court nomination showdown means the Senate is likely to be in session longer than anticipated this fall, potentially allowing more time for Symington to be confirmed. It remains to be seen if Chairman Wicker will continue to allow paperwork hold up the process. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His upcoming book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, will be released on September 22 and is currently available for pre-order.